MSNBC's Mel Burr, GOP going after Hunter Biden is a reach, not classy. By Pam Kee on December 26, 2022. MSNBC host Ari Melber said Monday on his show The Beat that House Republicans' plans to investigate Hunter Biden was a reach and not classy. Melber said, "When you look ahead and talk about Biden and the paradox that the midterms revealed late in the year is that Joe Biden is not super popular in any particularly measurable way. But he is a steady, trusted alternative to what you both have outlined here, which is the MAGA-fied Republican Party." He continued, "When you're so MAGA-fied, it's hard to distinguish what you stand for and whether you are just MAGA-fied to the degree that people don't want it. Again, I'm careful to point out that Biden's not super popular and the Democrats, depending on how you ask the question, are not super popular. I say that by how far they have to reach to go after Biden, which is to go after one of his family members who is A. not president, B. it's not classy, and C. as we understand it, Hunter Biden has real problems. Personal problems, documented drug addiction problems. I just don't know how that plays with the rest of America who's not a combatant and has these problems, and you make it about them. I want to show you a clip from the first press conference that was held after the Republican caucus won the House. During a press conference, Representative James Comer, RKY, said, numerous schemes involving the Biden family reviewed Hunter Biden's laptop, Hunter Biden's business deals, Hunter Biden isn't this innocent guy. We're not trying to prove Hunter Biden is a bad actor. He is. In 2018 and 2020, Breitbart senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer published Secret Empires and Profiles in Corruption. Each book hit number one on the New York Times bestseller list and exposed how Hunter Biden and Joe Biden flew aboard Air Force Two in 2013 to China before Hunter's firm inked a $1.5 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Chinese government's Bank of China less than 2 weeks after the trip. Schweitzer's work also uncovered the Biden family's other vast and lucrative foreign deals and cronyism. Breitbart political editor Emma Jo Morris' investigative work at the New York Post on the Hunter Biden laptop from hell also captured international headlines when she, along with Miranda Devine, revealed that Joe Biden was intimately involved in Hunter's businesses, appearing to even have a 10% stake in a company the Scion formed with officials at the highest levels of the Chinese Communist Party. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.